Joining us now on the line is Tom Nizial. He's the winter weather expert over at the Weather Channel as we get ready for the snow. Tom, and the time to get ready, it seems like, is over with here because as I look outside, we've already got some of this white stuff falling.
Yeah, we're into November, and we're going to get a little taste of that today. But when the cold air deepens across the area tomorrow, I think that's when everybody's going to wake up to the white stuff.
So what we're seeing this morning is really not going to amount to much.
This is on the leading edge of a low-pressure system coming out of Canada. And so we see a mix of rain and snow today. What's going to happen is when the cold front goes through later tonight, winds will pick up out of a westerly direction. And you all know what's just to the west of us, Lake Erie. And that will likely spawn some lake-effect snow. That's why the advisories are in effect.
All right, so it's a lot to watch out for. You know, Tom, a lot of us wonder if we're able to predict it all, what the winter is going to be like. Is it going to be a colder winter? Is it going to be a snowier winter? Do you have any thoughts on that for this year?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a big fan of seasonal forecasting. Seasonal forecasts for the winter season are made by the Climate Prediction Center at NOAA. And for this entire winter, if you looked at a December, January, February timeframe, there's a suggestion that the winter starts out in the December timeframe a little milder than normal in the western New York area. But there's also a strong suggestion that the winter will end up colder. The latter half of the winter are going to be backloaded with colder air. But seasonal forecasting has some skill. That skill, however, is more dedicated to those who plan for heating oil deliveries in the Northeast, those types of utilities that look at those statistics. For a regular person who's looking at whether we're going to get more or less snow, I don't put a lot of skill in that. And as I've said to everyone, even in our warmest, strongest El Nino winters in western New York, we've had some whopper snowstorms.
Yeah, we sure have. We're remembering a couple of them this morning, like Snowvember, just 4 years ago. But what about, if you don't want to go, you know, seasonal, what about beyond this weekend? How about next week and the following week as we get into Thanksgiving? Does it stay cold?
Good question, Susan, and I'm more comfortable there. Certainly going to be cold this week. We get two shots of cold air that come down out of Canada, and the second shot, Tuesday into Wednesday, will put down another blanket of lake-effect snow across the region. And temperatures that are more December-like for the area. But then as we get through this week and head into toward the Thanksgiving holiday, the jet stream pattern in the U.S. begins to relax a bit. It's more of a west-to-east pattern, and that brings us back to more seasonable temperatures. So think of this next week, the upcoming few days, as our wake-up call to be ready for winter.
Were you a big fan of snow when you were in Buffalo?
I loved it. I lived it and loved it. And the reason that I survived and many of us survive in the Buffalo area is we get to enjoy it. If you're going to live up in that part of the world, you have to enjoy it as well. You have to get outside. You have to ski. You have to walk in the snow, snowmobile, whatever that might be. That being said, there's two things about the snow I really didn't like. One was driving in it. And the other one was having to shovel it or even snowblow it. So, you know, if you can deal with that part, to see that amazing transformation in the atmosphere from rain to this beautiful blanket of pristine white snow across the area, that just, boy, that does it for me.
Is it hard to teach others in your profession about the lake effect?
It takes a little to explain to them because the most surprising part to people who have never experienced it is the fact that one neighborhood could have green grass and a few miles away there could be a foot of snow on the ground. And they just light up with delight when I explain to them how I can call my cousin on the other side of town who's mowing their lawn in the fall time frame, and a few miles away where I am, I'm shoveling the driveway. That, for many people, takes a little getting used to and some explanation for them to understand it.
Okay, so it's a little tricky, we can understand, trying to fill in all of your other forecasters when they finally see it, though, when they get the hang of it. I mean, do they maybe appreciate the Buffalo area, our lake effect snow, as, you know, one of those special things in weather?
Let me tell you, when there's heavy lake effect snows, the meteorologists at the Weather Channel, they're all smiles. And Cantori, Seidel, you name it, those guys are going to want to come up there and cover it because it's such a fascinating part of weather. It's such a fascinating part of nature to see how that whole mechanism works. So, yeah, it's always big on their list when something like a big lake effect snow event will develop.
All right. Well, I always have a mixed feeling when they're here or not, whether I want others around the country to know what's going on weather-wise in Buffalo. Tom, it's great to talk with you.
Oh, great to talk with all of you. And again, the winter forecast for me, keep your snow shovel and your skis handy.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. It's Tom Nizio, the winter weather expert over at the Weather Channel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.